You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. So, hello, everyone. We are live today, as always. Thank you for tuning into my show, Affirmations for Living. As you know, it is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about empowering you with tools each and every time to help you gain control of your life, to recognize that you are the divine director of your material experience, and so you really need to tap into that. Today is really special for me because usually my guests were online or were on the telephone or they're, you know, it's a little different today because I actually have my guest in studio. And so it's quite exciting and really interesting energy to say the least. Patrick, hello. And so today we have Patrick McCormick with us. And for those who know him, and I know lots of you do, he channels this amazing energy by the name of Kartron. And so for today's show, I asked online for questions, and we were going to do a Q&A segment. And so I have a few of those ready from Kartron. But we're also just going to sit and talk for a moment and share with you what's going on in the world. So come on in, Patrick. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am well, thank you.
You really seem really well today.
Thank you.
I mean, energetically, it's amazing how well you do seem.
You know, there is just this amount of peace that has come over. And it's really interesting, you know, coming from the tree of power and serenity, I'm really feeling the serenity since yesterday. It's just, all is so well.
You know, one of the things I've noticed as a being who's been kind of between worlds for 20 years, probably longer, who knows. And that is that as the world gets on edge towards this reality, what is occurring is we're getting more comfortable because it's our natural state, right, in the dimensions. And so that's what's really exciting about being with you on your show today, because literally with you in more than one dimension, to really help bring it home for everybody that's listening.
Yeah, you know, because who you are, who I am, who you are, Rebecca, we're blessed because we have an idea of our origins and our beingness, right? And so we're so lucky that we, as these way showers, light keepers, light workers, whatever you want to call it, we get to share with people our experiences, and some of them have just been amazing. And so we are so fortunate that we get to live it every day and then tell what it feels like. Whereas some are just still wanting to have these experiences and yet they haven't yet. And so I feel so much compassion for them because I want for them to be able to feel the pulsing, the vibrating, see the colors when they close their eyes.
It's like light workers gone good, right? We're going to watch our family members go, ah, and you're like, yeah, right, all right, right. You could go further, stretch a little further. It's like yoga.
Yeah.
You could go, it's like, oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Goodness.
So now, Patrick, please, for those who don't know anything about you, you know, those listening for the first time, who is Patrick McCormick? How did you come to this place of this amazing interdimensional being using you?
It was in 87 that I was having a nice little nap on a vortex in Sedona during the harmonic convergence, which was a compendium of consciousness that a lot of the people listening now or in the soon-to-be on your radio show, iTunes, whatever, will be able to be familiar with. And but I happened to use a 45-pound selenite crystal as a pillow on a vortex in Bell Rock. At one of the most consciously heated times. And so that's the last time I'll do that because it felt like in some ways, my body was being pulled apart because I guess my spirit, the McCormick spirit, was very strong. And then the next day I was told I was out of body and stuff. And I found out some earthly history on a soul level about I kind of was a part of the Christ Club. We won't go there right now, maybe. And so then I was able to bring in other beings because that was kind of like a hit-and-run walk-in. Mm. Ah! And so, because they said, don't let him get back on the ship. That's a joke. humor is a work in progress, like forever with us. And so that was in 1989. I met my friend, and we were doing time work. She was very advanced. We went to Maui, which are the mountains of Lemuria. And there was a little bit of old family stuff to clean up called Lemuria and Atlantis. Mm-hmm. And by doing this, we started realizing, because there was a divine plan that was supposed to happen in 87. Well, one thing led to another. Mm-hmm. Breach of contract on the Atlantean side for the life force mining thing. The Lemurians were coming in, going to land Lemuria. It was a big mess, a skirmish, even though it might have taken a while. But in that timeline, that then set the Dark Yuga, which was about 13,000 years in place. I'm going to go through this quickly so we can, just a real quick recap. Mm-hmm. And so then it's kind of like Lemuria was about the soul. Atlantis was about the intellect.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, where the different evolutions kind of whatever, you can't really compare them, but yes. So then through this time, we realized that literally the divine plan that was scheduled here of heaven on earth, of the New Jerusalem, et cetera, was being messed with, and we took issue with that because it's for thousands of years you're making plans, something comes in, hacks into it, and they literally altered the timeline through some weird things, and so we took issue, and we were doing this for a long time of trying to correct the continuum. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't cool to take that gift from God or whatever we want to call that force that was here to get the job done of the polarity experiment. Mm-hmm. And mess with it in the last few seconds of that movie. So Cartron came through because we needed some extra help, and he's been doing interdimensional work basically on behalf of the light, but mostly to make sure that the game of polarity remains balanced in a neutral way. Ironic to put those phrases in a sentence unless you're in the quantum state, to make sure that it got finished, because who in the heck wants to do this again?
Exactly. That's so true. You know, we've been promised it, and we really want to ascend. We really want to connect into all that we are as divine beings. Don't want to continue down the 3D path anymore. So I'm ready for this cycle to be over.
Oh, boy. You know, watch out what you ask for, girl, because it's coming.
Yay.
So that was about 3,000 sessions ago in 1994. Mm-hmm. Cartron was watching the timeline for about 10,000 years. Mm-hmm. And when we met in the shift of November 17th or 18th, you guys would set up your booth down there. Mm-hmm. In the shift event. See, it was more than just a shift of consciousness of Be the Change. There were astrological alignments. It was like a divine conspiracy. And you guys, from what you were saying, you knew you had to be there, right?
Wasn't that interesting? And Patrick speaking about the New Earth Expo. And what was so interesting about that is when I got there and I saw that my booth was out front, not even really in with the rest of the vendors and speakers, I was asked by the facilitator of the event if I wanted to move my booth. And I said, no, for some reason I feel like I need to stay right where I am. And it wasn't until the event and you told me what was going on that I had realized, wow, it was really divine that not only that I'd be there, but I'd be there out front anchoring and rounding this space for what was going on inside.
Yes, you were a perfect demonstration of anchoring and grounding. Mm-hmm. And holding a portal, a gateway, because everybody basically had to go through there. I mean, even Patricia Cota Robles and other people were there. Mm-hmm. Cartron wound up almost by a divine conspiratorial fluke. This one guy had this organ disease. So we wound up filling in the space. And Cartron then wound up saying the right thing because it was based upon 20 years. That was 1994 to 2013. Mm-hmm. Of the research of living between worlds. And so it was time to let the world at large and the realm of consciousness know. So when we met, it was like, oh yeah, we got your number. We can figure this out. Let's do this.
Yes.
And that's what Kartron's about, basically.
Very cool.
He's a hands-on kind of
energy.
It's like the working class God is one of the phrases.
I do like that.
we're becoming that. This is a planet of co-creator God training, or actually return to the capacities where we're qualified to be co-creators again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The return. I like that. So where do you want to go? You know, we have questions. Do you want to start that, or would you like to share something else with the audience?
Well, let's bring Kartron through, and he can then do what Kartron's do best, which is whatever he wants.
Oh, no. I think I'm ready for this.
He will be nice, and he will, like, watch out where you point that thing. You know, he'll keep that.
Okay. Can you instruct him to be on his best behavior? Is that such a thing?
Yeah, let me tell Kartron what to do. Here's the situation on this. What's going to happen is he's going to come through, and he's going to check with you. Mm-hmm. Always we have full disclosure and full consent. Divine mm-hmm. never pulls punches. Mm-hmm. And so then it's going to be, that's a good time right there. He will then, once he gets consent, and share with you, which I see it as a Matrix of Intent radio show, where we're going to combine everybody's energy and give an actual demonstration of divine energy
okay.
in their lives, because what a perfect time. And then he will give you the lowdown or the upload of astrologically what the heck is going on with us.
Okay.
There's probably a lot of people right now that are wondering, really? You're what? Hello? Not necessarily in that order.
Well, you know, and I know some people who are really having a hard time with the energies.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's do this.
Okay, so I'm going to have him come through, and he's going to project geometries of light into the body. It's not going to be a channeling. It's going to be a divine transmission.
Okay.
When Kartron came in 10,000 years ago to observe the timeline, as a being of essence from the realms of essence, they, like guardians, monitor the timeline. Earth was looking at going south into a weird way. Not south in a directional way, but, you know, possibly being destroyed. So it was this energy that then he was monitoring, and it was in 94 it came in, because the Earth could have been destroyed if the timeline was still, manipulation was going to be that strong. So what he's done now is he's going to, I'll just have him come through.
Okay.
And he's coming from a council of five that he split himself into
mm-hmm.
To monitor this for 10,000 years. So, yeah, that's where I'm going with that. I'll see you later. Life is good.
Life is good.
We have a question for you. Do you hear the beautiful harmonies in the symphony of silence of the awakening consciousness?
Oh, absolutely.
Not only in your audience, but in the world as it is known to mankind.
I hear the beauty.
It is that silence that has the greatest symphony within it, because within it are the very harmonies of which creation got its genesis. So, yeah, baby, we're in the right time and space and place and blah, blah, blah. So how are you doing today?
I am well, Kartron. Hello.
Oh, we get to talk. Yeah, yeah. Work it. Blah, okay. That was a bodily touch. We had to make the, you know, the happy camper mantra. Okay, good. Your energy is doing well since we last connected. We are scanning, and everyone who is on this show, and those who know, we are going to ask if it's okay if we peek into your spiritual closet and to have a look around, and also then to do some divine energy work on your behalves, everybody, for those who are listening now or in the future, because we are recording this in relative real time. Every time someone listens to this, they should get the same energy, because it's relatively in the now. And so what we're going to do, Edwige, is going to create a quantum field today. And for all those who want, we can participate in this, because what a perfect time to bring the greatest consciousness together through us as the vessels of awakening. And so we are going to do these things. Do you have any questions or anything? Not really from the audience yet, but or should we get right into this? And we are going to give the parameters of comprehension of what's happening astrologically to just give a quickie on this. So you know what's going on, everybody. Okay, so here's the deal. You guys had to be super tough, okay? You know what it's like to be kind of at the end of that happy stick, dimensionally, right? And a lot of other beings are too. We're already scanning all of your life contracts, your soul contracts, and all anything else we want to, because we got your liability waivers. Oh yeah, we're gonna play. And so we have this situation to where you guys, in a general light worker sense, had to be so tough because you were taking the brunt of the God's issues that could not be addressed in the other realms. Right? This has in it those souls that are both the darkest and the lightest in the local universe. This is not by chance. None of this is chance. This whole bureaucracy is the parasite, and it's perfectly broken because it was designed like that. This is a crucible of refinement, rebalancing, reminding of the one, because we're not going to have souls going out, having the power of creation and create imbalances to continue to express and progenerate. So this is the place where it all is going down and up. So astrologically, we've set up the timing to be very ominous for some. For those of you who are doing this, we put out on the Facebook something, a situation to where how to stay sane during this time. And that is, whenever you feel too much energy, put right in the center. Okay, just fall into your center. Well, there's a pillar there. All of this movie's going on, even the surface stuff, like your body, and then further out, your movie called your life, and then the other stuff, and then the energy work. Just center, watch it go through, because we are using you, all of you guys, as vessels of presence, okay? Not selves. So you don't have to take on whatever you don't want. And oh goodness, you guys are caught in the middle of this. Okay, how tough do you have to be that light as a God purveyor, to bring in codes or whatever? I'm representing the angels. Well, good for you. Woohoo! You get extra life insurance policies on that. That's a joke. No testimony about angels. And so amidst all of this, the whole Shadow YouGov 2012, we have this other situation, okay? And that is this astrological configuration, as well as the collection of those weirdest, darkest, strangest souls. These were advanced beings, they messed with other worlds before, and they weren't gonna stop doing it then, but we needed to collect all this in one place, right? So that during the age of the harvest of souls, which was already getting set, by 2015, yours and all the other beings that are getting this message, get ready for your global expansion. Okay. At the same time, we're going to elicit a harvest, a removal of that which is not, to bring in that which is. Because this is not just an awakening, it's an I am awakening. It is this holy event that beings like yourselves have come here to bring through a new destiny. Right? Tell us that ain't so. Good luck. Well, we'll go get coffee for about 3 weeks and wait for your answer. Ain't happening. Because you guys are here, it is cool. You are here because one of the most eventful moments in several dimensions, histories, and timelines is happening right now, right? Who calls this the doomsday or judgment day astrology? The ones who are not in balance, right? Who's feeling pretty good about getting microwaved for breakfast? Guys like us, right? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Smoking those cosmic cigarettes. Okay. And so, let's add a nice astrological lineup, such as, the grand tetrad, four lunar eclipses all at once in the same, happens twice a century. Boom, 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 boom. Lunar eclipse open up on the 14th. On the 28th, the solar gate's gonna open and close. Okay. That's a complete astrological set. A system, okay? To this, the grand cardinal experience, not really a cross. Whoever's been caught up in this, they can say, oh yeah, I experienced a lot. And so it is this energy that then is here to be bringing up every issue because of the pseudo-timeline nature. It parasitically bonded with the host, just like you guys. Okay, so to get this off without harming the host, it's like, ooh, chemo, watch while us do our chemo. We had to vibrate it separate because this shadow reality, which is feeding off of everything that the light, that society, even the laggard souls are creating, mm-hmm. right, would not stop. It would destroy and rip the body of the earth and the flesh of the species it was parasitically attached to if it could. So we had to do emergency procedures to come in and disconnect it by vibrating it different than the light it was attached to. So the Grand Cardinal Cross is the strongest, intense, opposite energies. And we have a question, where's the best place to be in a cross?
In the center?
Ooh, you are so advanced. What are you doing here? You should have your own planet by now.
I agree.
Oh, sorry. Own star, technically. Oh, ooh, note to self, don't say that again to her. Oh, boy. That is a joke, world. And so we have the four eclipses going on. April 2015. Do you think that's just by chance? What? Look in your calendars, the Gregorian mess up one, okay? And you will see that astrological opening, closing portal is perfectly succinct to this being an orchestration of a larger timeline editing, mm-hmm. okay? So then we have the Pluto-Uranus square. Oh boy, last time that happened was called the 60s. Actually, the last time was when we met. Because that was when we took the gates, opened them up, and took the star seed children who didn't have the seeds of the visions. And so the star seeds combined with the divine seeds of the 60s, some of them like Patricia Coda Robles are still doing their thing, right? Mm-hmm. Bring those gates together, flow that timeline, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so fast forward to 2014, this cardinal square, cross, la-di-da, you name it, we got it, baby. It's happening. This is the Earth landing of that solar event at the Shift New Earth Expo that happened on November 15th through the 18th. Okay? So then we also have the 1960s. Mm-hmm. That was consciousness that stopped a war. It was when it was conjunct, okay? Reverse the movie to 1860s, and that's when Tesla and Edison were born, the phonograph, and a whole bunch of other technologies came out. That's the last time the square was on the 1860, and that was talk about manifesting the dream. We are still reeling with those divine technologies and other things. So now, what is 2014 going to give us? Are the Mayans here saying, yo, our mothership has landed, we're refueling, and while we're doing this, we're going to tell you what's in your future? Edwige, have you seen anything written in your book of destiny lately? Or is it a lot of blank pages?
Yeah, blank pages. We
give blank pages on purpose because we know that it's going to just annoy some of you guys. It's like, because we need our earth guides, okay? Mm-hmm. You as co-creators, it's like, okay, well, here, what's the manual say today? How do we breathe in a body while landing a dimension while the angels walk among us, okay? Oh, that's subsection whatever, right? So now you guys are becoming the earth guides of the ascended ones that are going to land. So along with the Pluto, Uranus square, and the grand tetrad, and the great cardinal cross, we have solar flares that are off the hook. Quetzalcoatl's having a really exciting day, we tell you that. So it's like, okay, we're going to melt everything with all this energy. It's not from your sun, by the way. It's from the central sun. Mm-hmm. You're one of your hoods. One. Okay? So then, that's radiating, bringing in a whole, the magnetosphere of the sun itself is changed. Then, here come some different waves, the magnetosphere of the earth and everything of it, human species, bodies made of earth, okay? Whoop-dee-doo. We decided not to flip the earth over this time. Mm. This then allowed for a three-year window, which you're in the middle of. By 2015, you guys should be ready for global expansion because it's going to hit. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so then, besides that, have you heard of the Great Attractor?
I do believe so.
10,000 galaxies now hitting you right now. Boom, boom. Hey, have a nice day. Do you know all of your neighbors? Okay. That's why this being has always talked about the Fermi bubbles in your local galaxy, the 50,000 light year lavender image. Mm-hmm. That's that energy of the gamma radiation. That was a progenitor for 20 years to get you guys ready for the vibration of the attractor and the cardinal cross and the square and all this other stuff. Okay, you are in an Armageddon, but it really isn't yours. This system parasitically fed off of the life force. So now it's time to have it unfeed, mm-hmm. without harming the host, because you guys did not sign up on it.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you know it. A lot of your constituents know it. Oh boy, wait a second. I didn't sign up for this much of your crap. Right? So that's why we're here. We got a little bit passionate. That was an emotional terminology. Was that okay?
That was wonderful.
Okay, so that's the low down, skinny up, going up, getting down. Would mm-hmm. make up your mind on the elevator of awakening, please. Mm-hmm. Low down. And so, what this can be demonstrated in the in amount in this radio show is we can bring in some of that energy to show you guys what it's like and also how to handle it, because you are in the middle of reality. Okay. And this is what we have often designed. The situation is such that this pseudo timeline and then this one, original divine plan was here. It bounced out because the Dum Dum Club got in, called Time's Money. And then we have this other one. Hi, how are you doing? Okay, with this original divine plan bounced out because it was too heavy, right? The pseudo stuff, Hiroshima, other things, well, dreams and vision holders like yourselves left holding the bag. Okay, we are getting that we can talk this fast. Normally we would take time, but we want to get a lot in there, because let's do some time work while we're at it.
Okay.
And then we're going to bring in, because, wow, when do we get this many stars, okay? Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, shining stars. Okay, in one room. So shiny and bright. Bring in the codes of awakening and also the portal of singularity that was given out to the Sirian, the Arcturian, and the Pleiadian Venusian. And so the new divine plan's coming here, 2012, the rules changed to 2015. Now you have a three-year window to reset, and here you guys are in the middle of these timelines of the most weirdest dum-dum club that this gathering could be. These guys specialize in two cheeks in the moonlight. Okay? And then we have the angels, the winged ones, etc., coming in, and you're right in the middle. Mm-hmm. So how tough do you got to be for that? Yeah. Tell your guides, okay, I'll come up, hang out, you come be in the human form. Yeah. By the way, if you get into an argument, don't be attached to it. Nee, nee, nee. Never mind.
That was a joke.
Yes, or at least one in the making. Had this been an actual fully functional piece of humor, then we wouldn't have to go back in time and erase it and never have this conversation. So, how are you feeling during all of this? You are not, dim.
No, I'm not dim.
And this is your show. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, for me, it's been quite interesting because this journey has been for many years, and the energy from day to day is very strong for me with the pulsing and the vibrating. And I've been truly blessed because there has not been the contrast and the low energy in this lifetime for me. It's been a joyful experience. I'm truly protected and guided. And they want this life to move as smoothly as I envision. And I, trust me, I see it nice and easygoing. I'm always saying with grace and ease. Even with the work that I'm doing and my purpose, that it be revealed to me, that it move forward with grace and ease.
And so then, how has it been with this awakening, this crucible of contention vibrationally?
You know, I'm a different species because I enjoy it. It lets me know that I am transcending. It lets me know that I am moving in the right direction. And so for me, the pulsing and the vibrating and the beings coming in and plugging things in and bringing me to different worlds, all of it lets me know that I'm on the right path, moving in the right direction. And so when it happens, or I hear frequencies in my head, or I hear the inside voice or the outside voice, I'm thankful, quite honestly, because...
Is that the preamble to your literary contribution to humanity of Sanity in an Awakening?
Absolutely. You know, that's a good question. Thank you. Because my book is You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. Because in the beginning, when you hear voices on the inside and the outside, and when you're pulsing and your heart does something different, or for me, a bolt of white light comes through my room and hits my heart, you have to begin to wonder if you're not losing it. And I'm here to say, beyond any shadow of any doubt, you're not losing it. When the first time your body disappears, I've actually disappeared, watched me dematerialize, and I got up not really realizing that I did it so quickly, and fell because I didn't have a leg literally to stand on, it was gone. And so all of these things, they're the norm. That's who we truly are as multidimensional beings. And these are things to embrace. And so as we hear the outside voice, the inside voice, see the colors, it's really cool. And we're to embrace those things because that's who we are. You know, there's such a disconnect. And we think that this outside world of lack, of limitation, of scarcity, of fear, we've taken all these badges to be our truth. And that's not our truth.
Well, and you know, in a crucible of awakening like this, when you have the intensity of the density, mm-hmm. it's like sanity is optional, not mandatory. And so a lot of people who are going through this, it's amazing, like you yourself, even though you signed up for a more gentle thing and you can handle it, some of these people are like just kind of freaking out because they're trying to do, you know, their accounting job, and all of a sudden they're watching, you know, angels and demons at their coworker or something. Mm-hmm. Ah!
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It can be a real challenge to sanity, and that is true. They are not crazy. We have found really no sanity exists in the 3000 session. No insanity. See, the crazy to the crazy world is our sanity. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Because, oh, angels, blah, blah, blah. Right? Oh, yeah. Well, wait till Uncle Harry, who died a year ago, asked for popcorn during the next Mets game on the couch, buddy. Yeah, you're going to have a real good time then. Guess you're going to be calling that crazy person who you thought was a little spacey and not grounded and realistic, you see. Mm-hmm. Because it's that reality that is their version. But life comes in paradigms, okay? And so time is money is just one choice. Mm-hmm. We, you guys, and every, you know, by the way, there's over 37 million beings of light who are being called into their power. We are definitely not a bunch of lone saviors now. And so this new divine plan coming in between this window, right, mm-hmm. that's what the sanity is. It's bringing the love and light. And of course, Armageddon will be written by those whose system is dying because it is a system that was never alive. And so it was basically feeding on the obsession with death, destruction, and things like that. So, of course, in their version of reality, it's all crazy. But for someone like you, it's like, oh, God, thank you so much for helping the world to get more like I have dealt with.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
This is literally life and death for some people. And some don't choose to go on. So here we are now, giving reality a divine opportunity, right? So, and you guys, right? Mm-hmm. Oh boy, just wait till you make a deposit at the Bank of Awakening. And somebody's saying, whoa, look at me, my fingers are disappearing. Oh my God, I hate my job. I've got to go and build my spaceship or whatever, right?
Yes, you're macabre.
Yes, okay.
It's all fun. I love it. I like disappearing.
That's right. Edwige's new macabre ship tours is only for 39,456,728 beings at a time. So therefore, we have for the grand price of one soul dollar, the one that is the one you've used since the point of your creation. Thank you very much. Yes, I've gone on Edwige's macabre soul tour, and boy, can she sing. She sings her way across the cosmos.
Oh, indeed.
You see, the whole thing is literally based upon harmonics, isn't it?
Yes.
A vibrational, even geometry, which of which all this material stage is made up. Space is light converted into form.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that frequency? All of this is basically sound. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. Now, a lot of people think it was a written word, and maybe it was in some ways of the five solar dialects, or maybe the tongue before all tongues, which was sound and frequency. But it is also a harmonic portal, and the earth is getting ready to go through hers. You see, she's not going to have to wait for the souls that are lagging behind anymore. And that's why the system's freaking out. So what we've decided, even as we landed and spent 20 years being unknown, to develop these processes on Maui, to prototype them in the mountains of Lemuria, is to have everything be going to its most simplest primordial capacity, like in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one can have whatever belief they want, but still the facts remain of a divine capacity that everyone is going through the same process, and it can be distilled into the simplest of forms. That's why we created only the God Gate for access to the divine, the pillar of transformation, mm-hmm. to bring that in. Okay, here it is, la-di-da, the energy that was separated from us, and then the still point where we connect in with all of the oneness again in the still point within ourselves and the universe. Our true natures are always divine. When we scan someone in the sessions, we will always look for the highest frequency possible, which is right below the veil above their head. That's their common divine tone. All the beings of Source have that in common. It's the highest frequency that they can achieve. It is that is our reference when we're looking at you guys. The body is just the first, costumery. But then when we see that, we get to see the holographic map, life experience, covenants, stuff you got intended, all that,
mm-hmm.
right? So now what we've done was we've put it into the simplest of forms, and the most recent version happens to be things like what we're doing today, where we're going to take your people and say, hey, everybody, here's the situation. Why don't we do some divine energy work to demonstrate that you are the change and you can do it right now, wherever you are? How does that sound?
Perfect.
Okay. And so in order to do that, we're going to bring in our friends like we always do. And everyone, please bring in your counsels, your guides, because this is on the other side of the veil that we have an incredible amount of resource just waiting for us, but they cannot come in until you ask. So the protocols of intervention, once you request their assistance, they can come in, and it's really time to be one with the universe again. So we're going to ask Archangel Michael to please sound the clarion call, which is a very long trumpet, as we open a portal to the Grand Hall of the Archangels. Talk about a cool place, okay? Structures made of light, the Archangels hanging out, right? This is not the Pilots Club, okay? But it is a pretty nice high vibe. They have dominion and all that stuff in their job description. And then we now open a portal to the High Council of Arcturus. We open a portal to the High Council of Andromeda. Everyone, it is happening for you on the radio because we're doing this in a quantum state. It's all one, so are you. We now open a portal to the High Council of Sirius. We now open a portal to the High Council of the Pleiadian-Venusian Alliance. We now open a portal to the General Assembly Chambers of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. We open a gateway to the Karmic Board, and we open a gateway to the Halls of Judgment. Greetings, great and mighty Councils of Light, and thank you for attending the Sacred Enclave of Awakening. Now here, gathered amidst this radio show, Affirmations for Living, and everyone who has gathered here in this show and across the Earth world, to now join together in the holy awakening of mankind. In the many shows this being called Tron has done of the sessions and everything else, we have always seen mankind's evolution and reported as such. And in this case, we are watching off the hook, way beyond multiple continual OMG achievements of these beings of light who are coming in to make a difference, because the light and the divinity is now becoming the strongest force in this world, because we are saying it is time for the earth to awaken. We are here to awaken to our souls coming in as we prepare to open the gates of the gods and join heaven to earth. It is this energy that now we are going to invoke today. So everybody, we're going to give you your temporary God gates. These are about 4 to 5 feet up and about 4 feet across, just open to this. We're going to make this out of what we call the lavender energy of God. You can look it up, Fermi bubbles, F-E-R-M-I, like in Frank. And so this is the quantum field, the giant gamma ray figure eight in your Milky Way. This then energy, we're going to make this as a construction material. So now everybody just see a geometric God gate looking like lavender glass falling above your heads now. Now we can look up through that gate, through the veil, because the veil's not there in that gateway. Now we can see the cosmos for what it is, the divine unseen realms of heaven. Yeah, baby. Okay, so now we are going to take that beautiful energy and bring it together into a flexible fabric of light above our heads. So we do this because we know it. Remember, it's a quantum state. If you know it, then it's so. Thinner and thinner this layer becomes, more concentrated, like a great and mighty robe of heaven. A few inches, 1 inch, 1/2, 3/16, the thickness of a pencil. We now drape this on that God gate above you like this. Okay, so now we've got this God cloth over the God gate. We're going to turn it into crystal. So it goes from cloth to crystal. Okay, so now everybody, for those who wish, we're going to bring in a pillar of awakening. This is transformation. We're going to bring in lavender fields, pencil-sized, small pillar, counterclockwise, descending through you now. Expanding out to the size of your God gates and increasing the spin 9 times counterclockwise. So you're emoliated in this beautiful land of lavender, field of transformation, which is the energy of God's love. Okay, so now here we are. Everybody, it's time to do a dry cleaning. We're going to lift up all the stuff you're done with, what you're tired of, what you're ready to have move on. So now, on the count of three, we're going to send this lavender through your lives. And whenever it finds anything intense or dense or things you're ready to let go of, it's time to just give it back to God. This light will surround it. 1, 2, 3, now. So this field's going through your whole life in this incarnation. And so this then surrounds an intensity, a density, trauma, drama. Maybe you have a disease. Maybe you have this weird energy, a darkness from others, or stuff you brought with you that is kind of sticky, or life that isn't working like you want it to, or what you know it should. Okay, so now we're going to have all the angels. Michael, please assign the divine angelics to go. Saint Germain, let's open the portal to the ascended masters, because we want some good witnesses here for what is about to happen. Okay, so now everybody, on the count of three, we're going to take the breath like we've never breathed before, and we're going to give this all up to God. Ready? 1, 2, 3, now. Give it all up. Release everything. Hold on to nothing. Okay, now we've got a clean slate. The lavender's filling in those spaces that used to be really heavy and intense and dense. Traumatic and dramatic, and that beautiful love of God is filling in that space in our past and our present. Okay, so now for all those who consent, we're going to use you as vessels of light, as pillars of heaven on earth, and we are going to use you and transmit energy through your presence here on this side of the mortal veil. For it is time now to awaken the gates of prophecy and bring in that light for mankind, Or hasn't mankind paid enough of the price of the gods? So now, everybody, all you've got to do is think from your heart, awaken to this possibility, and allow this light to shine within. It is going to be within that pillar structure within you, the core of that lavender. This is going to expand out. And when it gets to your heart, we're going to get a crystal pillar, okay, coming in through you. Now, if anybody gets too much energy, just tell your angels, Michael, we are assigning 3 divine angelics right now to each of you. So you might feel the angels show up. Now we expand this out, the crystal pillars down through your body, past your feet, bringing your centers together. Okay, so now we're going to expand this out to the size of your heart, okay, the distance where your heart is. And when it hits your heart, it's going to turn your heart into the crystal heart of God. So just feel this awakening. Ah, 3 of you, we are scanning. You said we could look, getting overloaded. Don't be a tough guy. Angels, take care of them. Otherwise, you might wind up with one heck of a quantum headache tomorrow. There's no rush during the ascension, okay, everybody? Pressure is an artificial construct created by this version of the world that they've foisted and forced upon you like some foul gras of shadow. It's not your reality unless you want it. Heaven is. So now with the crystal heart of God and this crystal pillar within you and this beautiful lavender pillar that you are emoliated in, spinning quickly counterclockwise and the gate of heaven above, we're now going to put another layer of light on the outside of a golden light. This is like the outside of the pillar. So it will be like a golden tube sheathing over your lavender right at the gate, descending down. This is your presence, okay? So now we are going to take this ominous astrology, the Pluto Uranus square, the Grand Cardinal Cross, see us in the realm of the divine, opening it up, and we're going to take in the heavens with our power of knowing, aligning up an ethereal version of these astrologies. So just see the Pluto Uranus square gate, and just see the lunar, what is that, north node of 20-some degrees. That is the Sabian symbol, according to Lesher and the New Paradigm Astrology. Is that energy of a clear blue sailing? That's the energy we're going to bring in. So now, everybody, we are going to open the gates of heaven. Michael, Saint Germain, and the other divine councils, it's time now to open up that light and allow that light to shine forth into this world through these holy lights, these pillars of heaven that are now gathered in this radio enclave. Okay, so everybody, in the crystal hearts that you have been given, to open this up, see the portal of heaven opening up within you. See that pillar of light, that crystal core within you, now lighting up as the heaven's light, the light of heaven now pours forth down through you. So it's going to go through your crystal pillar and through the layer of the gold on the outside, but not through your body. Too much energy. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Feel this descending down, and when it hits the earth level, it flows out like a river in all directions. A giant dam has been unleashed. Okay? Feel this light pouring forth like a giant torrential water wave coming out of love, of light, of golden energy, of destiny returning, of heaven on earth. Just see it pouring forth. Okay? For those who don't want it, who aren't choosing it, that's fine. Because guess what? They get to stay with their paradigm. But you're choosing something different if our scanning is correct, and it usually is. Okay, everybody, stabilize, get into center, your own center, okay? Good, could be a lot of juice. We're sending a planet-sized energy through you, okay? We're now going to send a signal out and install the crystal heart of God to all of the 37 million plus light workers, beings of light, who are here to awaken. For those who do not choose it, that's fine, but we see millions of them that do see this forming in all of their hearts now. And they are receiving the river as it flows towards them and just covers them. The light of God permeating down through you, the pillars of awakening. You are the pillars of heaven on earth. And it is you who we required to have bodies on this side of the veil, because the gateway opens on both sides as far as destiny is concerned. On behalf of the cosmos, we want to thank you for being our light in this world. Huh, you are not only not crazy, you are maintaining a level of sanity, balance, and peace just by who you are. You are literally keeping the world in peace, in awakening, and other things. So if you feel like, oh, I should be doing more, oh boy, if you saw what we were doing with you, you would realize that you are doing just fine by being who you truly are once again, even if you don't know what that is. So this is the letting go. This is the awakening. This is the flowing forth. And this is the demonstration of that light. We aren't doing specific things. Now we open up the gateway of the 1960s. Align that portal up. Now we open up the gateway of the 1860s. Align that portal up. And we're going to take this river of light from the future prophecy of heaven on earth as if heaven is already here. We are the correct future. We pour forth to fulfill the prophecy of the 19 and 1860s. See this flowing up above now, flowing down into those timelines to light up our pasts, people. Our ancestors are getting all this light coming in through these gateways because astrologically it is a divine conspiracy that is opening up this portal and we're bringing this light in. Hallelujah. This will malleate, make plasticine the timeline, so we are not relegated to a history of shadow and pain, suffering. You get to watch your past change now. So, that is. How are you feeling, Edwish?
Wonderful.
We kind of overdid it.
Very light. Yes. I think we may have time for one question. We're running out of time.
And we can go through these questions now,
okay,
if you would like.
Okay. So has the polar shift happened yet, or is it going to happen if it hasn't happened yet?
The polar shift was internalized as above, so below, became within. The belief structures were toppled and brought up into a new awakening. Imagine yourself like the caterpillar that's in a chrysalis, and literally your DNA is changing, because that's what happens to a butterfly before it becomes one.
Okay. Do we choose our parents and our family?
Yes. Now, this is a whole other thing we won't get into now, but by messing with the timeline, beings like yourselves who are wondering this very question demonstrates that it could be a possibility. They did mess it up, and some of you landed not in your families, into the soul groups. They literally threw the whole thing off like 100 miles because it was a different timeline, a different layout of geographic cosmic reality.
Okay.
So that's more deep, maybe for another time,
okay,
or some other dissertation.
Okay. Does the specter of mortality create angst that generates selfish behavior in people?
Well, let's just try and sneak in five concepts in one simple sentence.
No, I didn't create
Can
the question.
Can we channel the angst of this question, please? Oh, look, there's your answer. What's interesting about questions is that they always bring their answers with them. So, the specter of mortality, now, that for in itself is like, okay, here we have the specter of mortality, the spirit of matter, of mortal reality, okay? Yes, it does can create an angst, but then you're talking about what did you bring in your genetic and your, the genetic covenants with your families.
Mm-hmm.
What did you bring as your soul group? What luggage do you have as far as residue, like karma, charges, and other things in agreements that were finished but still came forward?
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you know are doing two cheeks in the moonlight because they can't let go of their past?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of asses out there, and they're starting to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yes, it can be selfish behavior, but then that itself is a demonstration or demonstration of a review of yourself. Ha ha, how's that for an answer?
Good one. Okay.
Because it's taking more angst to have to figure it out that they've already known it.
Can the infiniteness of energy supersede the mortality of conscious?
Sounds similar along the same vein of the previous genesis of that other question.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is real freedom?
Okay. These two previous questions.
Mm-hmm.
Fall into the oneness of your heart and think from there and tell us what you think. Okay, what is the real freedom? The real freedom, okay, for all those who want to do this, let's play this little game calling invoking supreme law. Repeat these words. I now claim the sovereignty of my soul.
I now claim the sovereignty of my soul.
I now claim the sovereignty of my body.
I now claim the sovereignty of my body.
I now claim the sovereignty of my energy and my presence here in this world.
I now claim the sovereignty of this energy and presence here in the world.
And so therefore, that invokes supreme law beyond polarity. The real freedom is unfettered free will choice. But that is a consensual nature relevant to the quantum field of perception, depending on the different timelines and paradigms that they are perceived from.
Okay. So we have 2 minutes left. I just want to share with the audience that this Friday, the 25th, you will be here in, well, you are here in Las Vegas now, but you will be at the Spirit Within You. So anyone interested in experiencing this amazing, amazing being, and having your life, right, be altered for the better, and opening your heart, I invite you to connect with Kartron at the Spirit Within You. You can go online, you can go to my Facebook page, you can go to his Facebook page and find all the information. He'll be at the Spirit Within You this Friday at 7 p.m.
Yes, and a lot of the things, see, this being doesn't have product or anything. We spent 20 years getting this work ready. It wasn't time to put a DVD package or whatever. The sessions have been the prime reality for interaction. So those private sessions are available while we're here, basically, through the weekend, unless we are called elsewhere.
So to reach him to have those sessions, do you want to give your number or just have them go to
just Kartron? Email kartron999@gmail.com.
There you go. Kartron.
With a K.
9999.
9 3 9.
kartron999@gmail.com.
And so we are going to put on one heaven of a show on Friday. It's going to be in a crystal shop, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to work that one.
Yeah, the angels are going to be all around.
See, what's nice is that we got this crystal energy within each of you that's opening up. So you are the living crystal supply.
Yes.
It is time now to shine that light brightly, to transmit that energy of heaven. And we are so going to work you. And it's time for heaven on earth.
I want to thank Kartron. Thank you so very much for being here today. To the audience, know that you are loved. Know that you are so special. I thank you. Until next time, this is Dr. Advish signing off. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Advish. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Advish. Namaste.